Welcome back to The Itinerary. We had a little break for just a few weeks, had to do a bunch of traveling, so we can bring you new and exciting episodes of our international travels. Hello again, everybody. I'm Jared Schwartz.
I'm Melissa Schwartz.
We had to spend some time using those points, had them built up, and, you know, they don't last forever, so had to use them, had to get more miles in the process so we can do it all over again. Filled up the old passport with some new stamps, so we'll have some cool new episodes coming your way. Also, something new we want to tell you about is the new website where you yourself can get trip planning help. How best to use your points and miles and one-on-one support to get the most value out of what you've been saving up. All you have to do is visit theitinerarytravel.info. That's theitinerarytravel.info, and you can get in touch with us, and there's contact info there, a place to send a message. So if you want to plan a trip, or your friends have been telling you that they're interested, they have all these miles saved up, but they have no idea what to do with them, send them to the website, theitinerarytravel.info, tell them to get in touch with us, and we can help.
We travel a lot. Everyone always asks, where'd you go? How'd you get there? Where'd you stay? What'd you do? We thought we'd take you through how we booked our flights, whether it's points, upgrades, or cash. Then we'll go through where we stayed, what we ate, and all the activities that we did on this itinerary. Also, catch us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. We do not discriminate.
We're on all of them.
You're a little excited there. We're on Instagram.
Yeah, we are. IG.
Did you have a lot of coffee today? At the _itinerary_podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, please. Just search for The Itinerary on iTunes and Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or iPad. Just scroll down on The Itinerary and rate it 5 stars. If you're not going to rate it 5 stars,
don't do it.
Write a review and subscribe, but only a good review. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. That is correct. So, do all that. The Instagram has a lot of good pictures from our trips, scenic shots, airplane shots, so you can get updates there. Of course, as Melissa mentioned, rate, review, subscribe, download on iTunes, Spotify, whichever podcast service you use, and listen to The Itinerary and tell a friend, most importantly. So this is episode number 14. We're back. Season 2, we'll call it. Month break so we can do some traveling, get those new passport stamps. So episode 14, the start of season 2, we are heading down to Jamaica, man.
Yeah, man.
Grab a red stripe, some dark rum, don't mind if I do, jerk chicken. We are heading south. Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Let's go. So, how we got there. We flew into Montego Bay from New York, United on the way down out of Newark, transferring those Chase points to United Miles. It's a one-to-one direct transfer, very easy to do. If you don't know how to do it, just go to the website, and then we can tell you how. And then Delta on the way back using Amex Miles, same thing, one-to-one transfer to Delta Sky Miles. When you do use your miles, though, if you're going to the Caribbean or Mexico, or Bermuda, those types of places, you will incur higher than normal taxes and fees. Pretty much $100 per ticket or so. So just be aware of that. I know some people went to the website, got in touch at theitinerarytravel.info, and were asking, they wanted to go on a quick 3 or 4 night Caribbean vacation using miles. I said, fine, no problem, but just be aware you are going to have to pay higher than normal taxes and fees. Usually on an award ticket, you'll pay $5, $10 maybe within the U.S., sometimes in Europe as well, depending on where you go. But the Caribbean is known for these higher taxes and fees, so it's up to you to see, you know, if it's going to be worth it or not. Sometimes it's just better to pay the cash value of the ticket if you're going to have to shell out $100 a ticket anyways. But if that fare is $800 and you can use miles on it and just, you know, pay the $90 or so, that makes it worth it then. So just a pro tip for you guys to check out. If you want to book a trip to the Caribbean. Both planes were the 737-900, not the MAX version, just the regular version that's still in service. If you have status, you should try and book with this type of aircraft domestically or to the Caribbean, because it actually gives you the greatest chance for an upgrade. It has five rows of first-class seats rather than the standard three if you take the Airbus A320 or the A319, which are really comparable aircraft. Like JetBlue flies the Airbus to Montego Bay as well. Obviously, JetBlue doesn't have first-class seats on there, but, say, American does. Only three rows compared to five if you fly the 737. So people who do have status and, you know, are always on their app looking if they're going to be upgraded or not, this is an important thing. It really gives you double the amount of chances to get upgraded. We were upgraded on the way down there, United First Class. On the way back, we were in Delta Comfort, so just a few extra inches of legroom. That's really it. Certainly not a given to be upgraded, but you do increase your chances, as I mentioned, with status, more available seat options. Other ways you can go from the New York area are JetBlue, which I mentioned, on the A321, and Caribbean Airlines, which used to be Air Jamaica, and they rebranded. We flew them once down there. This was our second trip to Jamaica, and flying into Montego Bay, but staying in Negril on the western portion of the island. Montego Bay is the closest direct flight there, easiest way to get to. About an hour and a half, give or take, when you're heading to Negril. We arranged car service through the resort that we were staying at. As I mentioned, on the western portion of the island. And three nights for this trip. So on the first day, if you book the morning flight, which we did, get in around 11. It's a three-hour flight from New York City. Once through customs on the road, it's probably 12. And you're at the resort by 1:30 if all goes well. So that's how we planned it. That's usually if we do the three-day or even two-day Caribbean trips, we'd like to be on the beach by noon if possible. This is a little longer flight than, say, a Nassau or something like that. So, you know, 1:30, not bad to have a drink in your hand and, you know, by the water.
Yeah, I think the flight is fine. It's that the hotel is a little bit further from the airport than is ideal. You're in the car for an hour and a half.
Yeah, an hour and a half. Yeah, it's not right around the corner. So we stayed at Rock House, which it was the second time we stayed there. We'll get into a story on why we stayed there a second time in a little bit. That's called a teaser. It's a pretty stunning and unique hotel. Just some facts on it. Developed in 1972. It was really one of the first hotels on Negril's West End. Early notable guests in the 70s actually included Bob Marley, the other Bob, Bob Dylan, and the Rolling Stones. So that was pretty cool. In 1994, the property was purchased by a group of Australians who continue to reinvest in its expansion and its evolution while maintaining those original vibes today. 34 rooms total, and it's called Rock House, so built from timber, stone, and thatch. And it's a jungle feel, pretty much. They have volcanic rock, really breathtaking natural views and landscapes. It's pretty secluded. If you have the right type of room, and that depends what kind of money you want to shell out and what's most important to you, they're known for their premium villas. And that's what we stayed in the majority of our trip, definitely on our second trip there, where you can jump into the water right from your balcony. There's a pretty large, actually not pretty large, it was the largest outdoor shower I had ever seen. And why don't I hand it over to you? Let's discuss like the premium villa, what it was like, what, you know, you thought going into it and, you know, how the stay was in that room.
Yeah, so they have three different types of villas. They have a garden villa, which I actually would not recommend staying in because it's still expensive during high season. It's $400 a night, and you have no water views. And then they have a standard villa, which has ocean views, and then they have the premium villa, and there was like a $55 difference per night between those rooms. And with the premium villa, you're right on the water, so on the cliffs, so you could jump right in from your room.
That's a must.
Awesome.
I mean, if you're going to stay at that type of place, like, that's the type of room you want.
Well, so you can stay in a premium villa that's $550 a night, or you can stay
during high season.
During high season, during the fall,
it's like half the price.
It's $295 a night, but you run the risk of weather issues.
Right.
But so for the same time of year, so the winter rates for a premium villa are $550 a night, and a standard room is $180 a night, and so. What I will say is that there's a very interesting dichotomy of the type of people that are there, because that's a very big difference in room rate. Whereas I think $550 a night is what you would pay at a Four Seasons, and the type of people that were staying at our hotel, some of those people would never stay at a Four Seasons.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I saw it right away when we walked in, and like, everybody was congregated at this one bar that they had like a happy hour for literally an hour, probably 5:30 to 6:30. And you thought like they had never seen a drink deal in their life. Yeah. They were all posted up at the bar, which is fine. But like, say happy hour started at 5:30. Nobody was there at 5:25. And then once 6:30 hit, everybody was gone. And like, the price difference was like $2 a drink.
Yeah. And it wasn't kids. It was like adults.
And what I found interesting is a lot of people from the Midwest and Canada, and they would come down and they would like stay for a week.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really long time to do at a Caribbean island.
Agreed.
So we noticed that at first. But going back to the room for a second, like, what were your thoughts walking into it? It's not in like an overwater bungalow, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I would say before they started doing like the Sandals rooms in Riviera Maya, where it's like on the water, this was the closest thing that you would get to like a Bora Bora Maldives situation.
Yeah, they also have the Sandals ones in Montego Bay
now. Montego Bay now. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. It's a different look because of the rocks and the water like comes crashing into it. So usually the Caribbean Sea is very calm, but because of this structure, like, there are some like intense swells and the water comes crashing really high. You know, we went in it, like, we snorkeled in it a bit, but the current really, really takes you. But I think it makes like for a pretty cool and interesting sight. Like, if you're sitting outside, there's a couple of lounge chairs like set up outside the front door, and you just see like the water crashing in to the side of the resort, which was pretty cool and different than you usually get, you know, at a Caribbean spot.
Yeah, and they also have a really nice pool that's around that bar in the event that like you're scared to jump in the water.
Yeah, infinity pool, which is always,
we love,
that's high on my list.
An infinity pool.
But the first time that we did go there, let's talk about that, because we were talking about the premium villa. We were not in the premium villa that first night that we were there. We were in, I just think their standard room, but
yeah, we were in their least expensive
room. It was like a Holiday Inn Express, not even a regular Holiday Inn. It was pretty bad, I thought. I know they have like, in some of the studios, they have communal outdoor showers. I think we had a regular shower on the inside, but what was it, for like $120 a night?
It was
something like that. Yeah. So I guess you, in that sense, you get what you pay for, but we moved immediately. Not our style.
No.
And once we did move to that premium villa, whole nother ball game. Like,
it was like you were staying in a different resort.
Totally. Totally different resort. So yeah, depending, you know, what you want to spend, I would think if you're gonna go to a resort like that, you want to stay in the nicest room possible.
I think just because it's whatever you can afford.
Yeah,
right?
Of course it is. But at the same time, like, you could stay at a Marriott probably for the same amount, like $180, and get like really nicer, like a nicer room, and still be on the water rather than staying in their lowest priced room, and just like.
Yeah.
I would be so jealous if I like had to stay there. And then I look across the water and there's these 1300 square foot premium villas that people are staying in. Like, it's just not, yeah, it's not a balanced scale.
I think sometimes you don't realize what it's going to be like until you get there.
Of course.
And then I also think that the Rock House is such an iconic property that some people just don't care. Like, just to be able to, like, experience that, you know.
Yeah, if you want to go and you want to hit the infinity pool and you want to go to that happy hour at the bar, and you want to, you know, use some of their amenities, that's great. Then it's a way to do that. I just know, like, for our purposes and a lot of people who listen to this podcast who want to travel in style and try and get the most out of their vacation days and really the most out of their money, I think that's a pretty good deal. Like, when it's all said and done, that, like, you could go in the fall and get one of those premium villas for under $300 a night.
Yeah, no.
I think that's a steal.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So, anyways, they actually just announced their new sister hotel right on Negril Beach, the Skylark. They're currently offering sneak peek special rates, so you can check that out as well. Boutique feel to it right down the road.
Yeah, there are no over-the-water villas, sadly.
Right.
They're all, like, studio rooms and suites. What is that all about?
I don't know. I am just...
You want that villa lifestyle?
The over-the-water or close-to-over-the-water villa is, like,
when you're
right up my alley.
I would definitely agree with that.
Okay.
So, at the Skylark, there's going to be a Miss Lily's. And so, there's two Miss Lily's in Manhattan. It's actually Michelin-starred. It's Caribbean fare. And Paul Salmon and Serge Becker are partners. And so in addition to Miss Lily's, they are also responsible for La Esquina, The Box, Laura Fish Bar, etc. So
Salmon and Serge bringing it.
They are legit in the food scene. And so that's another thing about staying at Rock House is that, you know, I'm not going to say that we thought the food was like world's 50 best, but you're definitely going to have like three different restaurant dining options and the food is going to be more than edible.
Yeah. I guess we can talk about that since you brought it up a little bit. So let's skip down to food. Three restaurants, as you mentioned, Rock House, Push Cart Restaurant and Rum Bar, and the Pool Grill and Bar, also a fresh juice bar, had about 25 different fresh juices that you could order.
The one thing is they don't put ice in their juice.
Yeah, I hate that.
Which really pisses me off.
And, like, it's 90 degrees there.
It's 90 degrees there, and it's so delicious. And they, like, the
but
juice,
who wants it warm?
But that's what I'm saying, is that it tastes so good, and you could add rum or vodka or tequila, and it's delicious. It just needs some ice.
Doesn't that ruin it for you? If it's not cold, it ruins it for me.
They gave us ice, but they looked. But we were the crazy people for asking.
Yeah, they were staring at us cross-eyed because we asked for ice. Oh, I'm sorry. In my fresh cold-pressed juice, which you rave about on your menu and you have 25 different types, if we ask for ice, you're going to look at us funny.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
I also loved that fish salad.
Okay, we're going to get into that.
Okay.
Because I knew you were going to say that, but you're skipping all around. Okay, so let's start Rock House. Perched on the volcanic cliffs, right above the waters and the pristine cove, the restaurant features New Caribbean cuisine. What is New Caribbean cuisine? Who the hell knows? Don't get caught up with the lobster there. That's what I'll tell you. They have it a lot on the menu, but grilled lobster is how they do it down there.
And it's not tasteless.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. It's not even good. It's overcooked. It's dry. So don't.
Overpriced.
Yeah, don't spring for the lobster. Just don't do it.
But it's a very romantic atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. They have all the tiki torches set up. Just go with like a simple grilled or blackened piece of fish at the restaurant. That their steaks were good also. Push Cart is the second one. That's a modern version of the classic Jamaican Jerk Center. Traditional fare. Music outdoors, you can get smoked and seasoned chicken, pork, fish straight off the jerk pan grill. That was a little more casual, all outside. as we mentioned, good food, solid, not great by any means. And then, as Melissa was mentioning, the snapper salad or the snapper sandwich, whichever you want. You always went salad. I got a mix between the salad and the sandwich at the pool bar. Get those two things and stick with them. I don't care what the rest of the menu says. You get that snapper salad and you get that snapper sandwich because those are the two go-tos at the pool.
I think those are the best items at the entire place.
We were there 3 days.
Two times.
Yeah. Two times a day, all 3 days, snapper all around. It was really good. And it was decently priced.
And pretty healthy.
You don't have to leave your lounge chair.
Yes.
So that was good as well. Okay, story time. I got a story for you. Why did we go there twice? That is the question. So as I mentioned, this was actually our second time there. Pretty funny yet scary story and a lesson for all in safety precaution. So we were in the premium villa and I left my phone in there or something. I had to go back in. And when I walked in the door, there were curtains all around the room. And as soon as I opened that front door, a curtain rod fell right on my head. And this was a steel rod. And like, boom, right on there. No warning. No anything. It knocked me out. So it hit my head, then it hit the ground, and then I hit the ground. And I was out for a couple of seconds. It was pretty scary. Obviously, it wasn't secured in the greatest way. I don't know why it happened, but it did. And I was down on the ground for a little while, and then they had to call Nurse Jamaica in. Nurse Negril was on call. And she came see if I was okay. I had a headache, a big bump, whatever. It could have done a lot more damage than it did. They were very freaked out. It's interesting because Negril is not a built-up area. There's no hospital right there. I think the closest one was like 45 minutes away or so. So they gave me some pain meds. They kept on asking if I wanted to go to the hospital. I said I was okay. I just needed to rest a little bit. But we got the GM involved, of course. They were there. And they were super helpful through the process. And I'm just glad, like, it wasn't worse than it was. It was like a mild concussion, if that. It was a headache. And let's move on with our lives. But they did take care of one of the nights for us, and then they gave us a free couple of nights if we were to come back again in the premium villa. Hopefully the curtain rod was tighter the next time, which it was. No incidents on the second time. But that's the reason that we came back. We got a couple of free nights there. We were debating like if we actually wanted to use it or not, and we decided to because it's an easy direct flight. It was in the premium villa, which we mentioned.
Yeah, another thing that I really like about this property is that it's always one standard rate. So we like to maximize my work holiday schedule. So both instances, we went over President's Weekend and the rates were the same that weekend as they were the weekend before and the weekend after, which is rare, especially in the Caribbean in the dead of winter.
Yeah. Once the headache was gone, some activities that you could do on the property. We really didn't do any of these just because we like to hang out and go by the pool. Some snorkeling, which one of my pet peeves is you have to pay for the equipment, like even if you're staying in their high-end villa, which is really absurd, I think. Like you have to pay for the damn flippers. So we did that one day, didn't have to do it again, but checked out the water. If you wanted to take any of these classes, you can. They have them there. Painting classes, yoga classes, meditation, tours of an organic farm that they have on the property, cooking classes, Caribbean Zumba, and African drumming. I would have pegged you for African drumming.
I did that class when you were sleeping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was sleeping in.
We did a couples massage.
I was going to talk about that. So they have the spa, the Lift Edge Spa, and we did a couples massage, like, during sunset, right on the rocks, which was pretty cool. They set up, you know, a little hut out there right along the water, and I think it was about an hour massage right as the sun was going down. They have a full spa there, but if you want to do it outside, which a lot of people opt to if it's nice, you can get the massage done overlooking the water and the rocks. Pretty good.
Lovely.
So, yeah, those are some of the activities that you can do on your first or second stay, whichever one you want to do. And that's pretty much the story on Rock House, I think. So let's wrap it up by giving out our passport stamps. So going to give you a score for the entirety of this itinerary that we just reviewed, 0 through 10. Don't give a rookie score, 10 being the best. So what was your score on Negril, Rock House, Jamaica in general?
Which one is it?
Just give an overall score.
An overall score?
Yeah. For the vacation, for the trip.
8.2.
Okay. Why is it 8.2?
You asked too many questions. Why is it an 8.2? Well, I loved the actual room. I thought the food was fine. I thought the value was good. I didn't love all the people that were there.
Okay.
I felt like I was on a carnival cruise at times.
Interesting. I mean, I have some of those same thoughts. It's like half of it's a really nice property. And half of it's something else.
And that's what I was trying to explain before, is that, like, when you're paying $550 a night, like, that's comparable to staying at a Four Seasons, and these people that are grown adults that are lining up, like, elbowing people to get a dollar off of their drink, like, I'm just not used to seeing those type of people at this point when I vacation.
So it's interesting. So I, like, based on that, 8.2 is pretty high, I think.
Well, I think it's a small portion of my time there.
Right.
Like, I think we also were staying in such a nice villa that there were lounge chairs outside of our room, and so we would also hang out there a lot. So we didn't necessarily need to hang out with those people.
No, I agree.
And there's nothing wrong with those people. Like, I want to be careful in what I'm saying. I just...
It's not your scene.
It's not my scene. No, it's not.
And that's okay. Like, that's why they, you know, have different places for different folks. And, like, usually, you know, if you want something different, if you want 24/7 activities and a cruise director, then, yeah, you're going to go on a cruise and have a buffet and blah, blah, blah.
Here's what I will say. I think that, you know, last season when we did our review of St. Lucia and we did Jade Mountain, I think that hotelier has the right idea. He has two different properties at two different price points.
I agree.
And I think that's more the way to go.
So if you were in hotel construction and you were the Rock House and you were building this new property, Skylark, you would kind of section it off that one's going to be really high end and one's going to be, you know, run of the mill?
Correct.
Okay. I get that. And I had some of those same sentiments. So 8.2 passport stamps for you.
Yeah.
I'll go a little lower. I'll go 7.1 passport stamps for Jamaica for me. I think it's a nice getaway for 2, 3, maybe 4 nights. 4 is probably pushing it. I definitely wouldn't go there for a week. But I really wouldn't go any Caribbean island for a week. I thought the food was subpar. I thought the views were great. I agree with you on the type of people that were there and who you were interacting with. But I think the villa was awesome. So for that, I'll give it a 7.1 on the passport stamp scale.
And I like to do where we say goodbye and out in the native dialect.
Okay, so you gear that up. Not done quite yet, but okay. We'll be ready to go. But thanks so much for listening to episode 14 of The Itinerary Jamaica. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. Tell a friend to listen and do the same as well. Also, if you want help booking your next trip and get the most value out of your points and miles, all you have to do is go to the new website, theitinerarytravel.info. That's theitinerarytravel.info right there. You can, there's a contact form. You can get in touch. And everything you want to know about using those saved up points and miles that everybody says. I actually had three different people tell me. One person had 80,000 saved up. One person had 200,000. And one person actually had 1 million miles saved up. And they're like, yeah, I have all these miles. I don't know what the hell to do with them. I said, go to the website, get in touch, we'll set up a plan, and we'll book you an awesome trip.
So 1 million, that's awesome.
Yeah, 1 million miles. So theitinerarytravel.info, and get in touch there. So you ready for the big goodbye?
I am. Ready?
Yep.
Me, we, sue ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.